This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is A Nymph.
And this is Gross.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So, lest we become parodies of ourselves, please understand that this is entirely designed to say, hey, some women are so beautiful that you will die when you're around them. And also, here's how every part of their body can be used to your gain.
It's really, really problematic. And it doesn't help that the illustration is just Bjork.
Yeah, like, it is. So it's very Bjorkian.
Yeah, because Bjork has always been some kind of weird ice nymph. Right. And this really underlines that, except imagine if you saw Bjork naked, like, you died.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, just,
I mean, if I saw Bjork naked, I could die. That's one of the things on my list.
Oh, okay. I was like, huh. You're going with that, where it's just like, not you would allow yourself to die.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be like a curse where it's like, you will not die until you see Bjork naked. And at first you'd be like, that's pretty good. Like, I'll just avoid seeing Bjork naked. And then like,
and then eventually you have to make sure you see Bjork before she dies.
Yeah. Or you look out on the wing of a wing of a plane and Bjork's there. Like, saying there, you know,
yeah,
talking about how it gives you the shh, it's so quiet thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So like this is just a woodland creature who lives in beautiful places, has a couple of druid skills, and will cause you to go blind if you look at her and don't make a save, or sometimes you will die.
Yeah, especially if they're naked. And the whole thing is so based around like sex and beauty in kind of a gross way. Like, a nymph's beauty is beyond words. An ever young woman with a sleek figure, with long, thick hair, radiant skin, perfect teeth, full lips, gentle eyes.
Yeah.
And gross. Stop it, nerds. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is definitely like a fantasy thing for shitty D&D 80s nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like wearing these nymphs. And then if you're a certain good aligned man with 18 charisma, the nymph will be, you know, favorable to you, but then they still die, which made me think, how beautiful and ethereal and wonderful can this whole thing be with a gigantic pile of naked hunks?
Happened again.
There's an implied pile of corpses around ethereally beautiful super nymph.
And it doesn't go into like, maybe she has a conflicted relationship with the fact that anybody who looks at her dies. Like, that's pretty awful. Given that all of them are good, they're neutral, sometimes good. But they revere life. Like, this is a Medusa like curse.
Yeah. This would be the worst,
yeah.
You know, and it just, I'm just imagining, like, you make your save, right? Like, you look over, there's a nymph bathing, most beautiful girl you've ever seen in your life. Your heart catches in your chest. Like, you almost die. How beautiful it is. And you just got like your fucking cod armor is creased. Like, you have a boner from which like there is no saving throw. Yeah. And like,
let's do a little Foley. She emerges from the water and then.
Yeah. So you got this mega boner, you walk over and you're like, you know, my lady, you're so enchanting or something. She's like, oh, my name is Heraldia. And then you look over and there's just a big pile of dead people, like just dead Ugmos everywhere. And then a couple, you know, pretty boys bathing in the street.
A couple of hunks just closer. It's like,
yeah, a couple of hunks.
It's like a halo of hunks.
Yeah, like how, you know, the corona of dog pee thing.
Yeah,
that I talk about a lot. And the and like you just like, you know, does that bust your boner, paladin? Like, it's got to, right? Like,
yeah, probably. But you don't care because she just comes up and kisses you, and then that gets rid of all the troublesome memories.
Well, yeah, because then you lose your memory and you're charmed,
right,
or whatever. But I don't think I could kiss. Like, I try to think about it. Like, if I project myself at my absolute top, like peak thirst, if I could have sex in a room where somebody was dead inside the same room, and I think no. Like, I don't think if someone, like, let's say like I met like, you know, this like really, really, you know, hot goth girl or whatever, and she like works in the basement of a funeral parlor, and
right,
she's like,
come right
on, it's real hot, like, you know.
This drawer has room for one more.
Yeah, let's push grandpa aside and like get to business. And I don't think I could do it. I don't think my penis would work.
Yeah.
So.
Huh.
Which I think speaks well of me. I'm glad that that's
at least you have that, you know, and
yeah.
in these troubled times, at least you have that.
Yeah. The, you know, the, at least like my dick is not a necrophile, even if, yeah. So
funerals are a turn on though. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.